So this is the appeal for 228 Broad Lake Road.
Yeah.
Board Lister's appeal. What we'll do first is go around the table, introduce ourselves. Everyone will introduce yourselves for the record. And then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. All right, the board may have some questions towards the end. Once we get finished with the 15 minutes, the board will recess this meeting. They'll go into deliberative session, come up with a decision on what they think the value should be. They could raise the value, keep it the same, or lower it. Once that decision is made, the town of Colchester will send by certified mail a letter to you folks with their decision. And that letter will have how to appeal if you wish to appeal to the Board of Civil Authorities after this. Okay? So let's go around the room and get started.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
I'm Barbara Farmer.
And Scott Farmer.
Great. You have the floor.
Okay. So kind of just clear down on this thing, but ultimately I think the appraisal of 950, whatever, would be a very hard sell for my property the real problem is the structure. Anybody that buys my lot is going to have to be seriously considering tearing it down and rebuilding. So we're being compared with the latest sales of houses that have been rebuilt and they're of much higher quality. And properties that are selling for $1.2 million they've been rebuilt, they're on foundations. There's two major problems with the structure. But let's start with the first thing. There is a one part on the map that was mislabeled. It's a basement area rather than a finished area, just 90 square feet. So that's clear cut.
If you turn to this map, the page 3,
the plan.
Yeah.
It's on the third page.
Right. Where is that on this?
It's in the lot. It's where the.
Where on this is different? Is incorrect.
Oh, yours didn't get it.
Yes,
oh, okay.
No, but he means where on this is it different?
On our handout, it's marked as this
okay.
Room right here.
These it's where the, it's okay. The, it's the UV.
Right here, this yeah. Little section right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that section there is the same room there. There's the furnace in there, and it's a kind of a basement type.
That's an unfinished
this
area. Section.
This is unfinished right here.
So okay. It's a UBM, I guess, by your code there.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah,
and it's only 90 square feet.
We pointed it out on page 3.
Yes, he made it on that.
Okay. All right. And the other thing, the building percent good number, I think we believe it's too high. House has two major design problems. It has no foundation. It's just an old summer camp, the old part built on blocks and... We used old newspaper tin, I got that backwards, newspaper tins to try to seal it, but we just have never been able to successfully, get a good skirting that keeps the chipmunks and the occasional skunks and mice out of there, and not to mention the moisture, there's no moisture barrier there, so that it's just, when the water's high, it's tremendous. The other issue with the house, major issue, is the crawl space also was so tight in places you can't get through it. So you can't even get down there to put vapor barriers in and stuff. The roof, it being a low pitch, almost flat design, requires someone to shovel it all the time. Otherwise, you get damming problems where the water goes back into through the wall. We've been struggling with it. You can see that in the pictures, there's a tieback that I've had up there for a couple of years trying to keep it, but I just haven't been able, in 45 years, I have not been able to solve the seepage and leak problems, which leaves, there's probably some major rod issues in there too, ants and stuff. So to put money into the structure to try to, I'll put new windows in or we'll fix the siding, you're really putting money into, you're putting good money into bad. It needs to be started, and we've been kind of dragging our feet on doing it. But someone's going to rebuild this house. Ultimately, it's an old, poorly built camp, poorly insulated camp. but it's being valued in comparison to modern, well-constructed homes. If you stand on the beach and look both up and down, almost every house has been rebuilt, torn down on the beach there. The other thing, the value of the property, I can't even begin to tell you what it really is worth, but I didn't see numbers for the frontage for these houses. They treated them all, most of the lots on the lake are 100 feet or so. Ours is only 75. So that affects, you know, what someone's willing to pay for this lot, and they, you know, have to engineer a septic in there and rebuild a house there. So either way, ultimately, you know, I'd love to see a values closer to 750, but I noticed that's what you've got my property valued at. So the house is worth something because it exists. I think I could sell it for 750. You're a realtor.
We both are.
Okay. But I think that 950 might be a limited market.
Great pictures, good data.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I don't have any questions.
You're familiar with the house too.
You don't have any questions, so Bob's going to let you know what's next.
So we'll go into recess. Then the board will deliberate on the evidence you presented. Then the town will send you the results of grievance notice. By statute, we have to send it out 14 days at the close of the hearings. So if we're closing the hearings July 13th, it's 14 days after that. We're actually trying to get these turned around within a week. So you should get something within 2 weeks from us.
All right.
Okay? And that'll be by certified mail, so keep your eyes open for the certified mail.
All right. Thanks.
All right?
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Good data.
Good information. Yeah. Appreciate
it. Great pictures. I think it's the first pictures we've gotten that are.
Wow. We do feel that a picture's worth a thousand words. We can tell you all day about what it's like, but see.
I saw that they made a note. Oh, the siding could use some work up there. It was a lot more than that's just that's a lot more.
A lot more than that.
A lot more than that. Certainly.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah. And we put a map of
we saw that.
Yeah.
Of the 100-foot lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The roof pictures are great.
Yeah.
They're good.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the summer weather.
Good to see you again, Charlotte.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're going to deliberate.
Okay, deliberate.
Thanks.
Did you see the photos?
Did you know Scott?
He's a nice guy.
I think my kids, what was his son's name?
They had three boys.
Huh?
New wife.
Okay.
Yeah. We're off the record, right?